Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Aaron Gurnis. Our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville is Knoxville Schools Superintendent Dr. Randy Flack, and we'll be discussing what happened at last night's school board meeting. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Dr. Flack.
You're welcome, Aaron.
And again, last night, Vitus Behring was back down in town and gave the board an update about how the auditorium project is going now that the schematic design phase has kind of wrapped up, gave the board an initial cost estimate and some other details about square footage that's proposed right now. How do you think that project is going overall, and what do you see the next steps being?
Well, Aaron, I think the project is moving along quite well. The report that Vitus Behring, our architect, gave to the board last night was pretty close to a summary of what the auditorium committee talked about last week. The schematic design phase is completed, which essentially just talks about square footage, general size of not only the auditorium, but also the auxiliary rooms, dressing rooms, green rooms, restrooms, that kind of thing, lobby area. You know, the committee last week talked maybe in a little more specific manner about some things like organization of dressing rooms, that kind of thing. The architect wanted the board to understand the estimates for the budget for the project at this time. And, of course, the budget figures that were put forth last night are very preliminary. Just based on other construction projects that have occurred around the area, especially relating to auditoriums. And the figure that was shared by Vitus Behring was a little over $5 million, about $5.25 million. And then there are other costs associated with it, architectural costs, costs for soil sampling, engineering costs, and those kind of things. But we're paying those bills as we go. The architect submits bills for the work that he's doing at this point in time, and we're already paying those bills. So those aren't items that will be included when we go into debt through the sales tax dollars for the construction of the auditorium. The next phase, once that the board last night gave Mr. Behring the go-ahead, the next step will be for him to develop more specific plans regarding materials to be used, more specific plans as to systems to be used. I mean, they've talked about those a little bit, but they're still in the developmental stage. Once we talk about systems, once we talk about equipment, once we get more specific into the structure, then the architects will be able to do a more complete job, I guess, of getting us a budget that they think is going to be true for the project. And it may mean that we have to make some decisions on some things, that we have to prioritize. But the board is very committed to using the input of the auditorium committee before we get a final plan in place and before we go out for bids. I think at this point in time, the architect is planning to go out for bids in April.
And Vitus did say, too, yesterday that the number that he gave, he used a little more conservative figure, a little more expensive figure.
Yeah, Aaron, you know, it's a lot more pleasant when you receive bids that are lower than your estimate than a great deal higher than your estimate. And of course, we don't know what's going to happen right now. You know, construction is still, you know, still there's still not a lot of it going on. The labor market is pretty good. One of the things that concerns us, of course, is the price of raw materials going up. Copper, steel, that kind of thing. Those prices are inching up a little bit. So, fortunately, the interest rate is staying low, and if we do go ahead with this project and receive bids and then borrow against the sales tax dollars, that should be good for the project.
And another discussion on projects was held last night having to do with the physical plant projects, and really I guess the one of the main pieces of discussion that the board had was both the football field, Hemlock Stadium, and the track over at the high school are both in need of some renovation overall. And can you just kind of discuss how that discussion went?
Yeah, just a little background. We were trying to provide the board with some information as to the physical plant projects that we have to complete annually and fit those in with paying for an auditorium. And two of the biggest projects that we're facing right now are the replacement of the track, and replacing the turf on the football field. The track situation may be the most imminent right now because some of the rubber surface is pulling up, deteriorating very rapidly. We're not sure at this point how far we'll have to go with replacing the track. It's possible that the base of the track is in good enough shape so that all we have to do is take off the rubber surface and then replace it. However, we had some soil borings done a week ago, and they bored in the middle of the track to see how deep the rock base goes. If that's sufficient, then we don't have to tear it up and start over. You know, but that track is over 30 years old, and that's about the life expectancy, if maybe a few extra years, for not only the track surface itself, but also the base. We'll also be looking at the football field, but you know, we're looking at a track repair or replacement project of anywhere from $350,000 to $450,000. To redo the football field is another $200,000, $225,000. So those are probably projects that can be accomplished one at a time.
And Mr. Wilson last night, too, did also mention that with the renovation of the track would come the opportunity then to renovate it in a way that to be able to host some big meets such as district meets and that sort of thing, and that's another thing that there that could be looked at.
Yeah, I think right now, not with the track in the shape it currently is, but you know, in past years, we could also have hosted district track meets if we had two things. We need more seating at the track, and we need an automatic timer. The state athletic associations do not have district track meets on any track where there is not electronic timing. So those are a couple other things that we need to look into if we're going to host district track meets. You know, Knoxville does a great job of hosting track meets. Our invitational in the spring, the conference meets that we host every once in a while, those go very well. So, you know, and with the good track program that we have, I think it's a natural for us to try and host those meets if we can.
And then just kind of finally to wrap things up last night, you, President Tim McDonald, and then Leslie Miller, who is actually the school board association rep for the school board, you guys all had the chance to attend the school board association convention that was held last month, and you guys reported on a little bit. What things did you guys learn while you were there?
Well, you know, Leslie talked a lot about the academy type program that is taking place in Madison County through a partnership with the Madison County Schools and Des Moines Area Community College, talking about all the offerings that those students have through DMAC and opportunities to receive college credit while in high school. We also have those opportunities in Knoxville. In fact, we have over 100 students who are receiving DMAC credit or other college credit while they're in high school. I think that we can improve our relationship or increase our relationship with DMAC and get more opportunities for our students. You know, Tim talked a lot about the sessions that he went to, including the general session, talking about board member responsibilities, talk about community involvement. I think it's just important for board members to continue their education as well. And our board is committed to improving their knowledge of how schools operate and their understanding of what the responsibilities of a board member are.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just like to wish everybody a happy holiday and hope you have a safe holiday and get off to a great start in the new year.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next month, Dr. Flagg. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks to Knoxville Schools Superintendent Dr. Randy Flack, our guest today on Let's Talk Knoxville. Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com under the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Let's Talk Pella is up next.